Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $7,100. All right, Michael, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
You got it. Good luck, man. $7,100.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Michael, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Remember, you only have 3 seconds to answer each one. Take a guess if you don't know. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep, ready.
Number one, according to a poll, the Budweiser commercial featuring what type of horse was America's favorite of the big game this past Sunday?
Clydesdale.
Number two, Green Day is producing a coming-of-age comedy inspired by their own memories of touring in a van. It's called New Year's Rev. What was the name of the rock musical based on a Green Day album?
American Idiot.
Number three, as seen during the Super Bowl commercials, the new Lilo and Stitch movie is coming out this May. Stitch is also known as Experiment What?
X.
Number four, Samuel L. Jackson was an integral part of Kendrick Lamar's halftime show. Who did he play in the Star Wars prequel trilogy?
He was the Purple Jedi. Pass.
And number five, Nike released an ad celebrating the Eagles' Super Bowl win, and it's set to "It's Not Easy Being Green." People think it's an insult to Patrick Mahomes because he sounds like the singer of that song. Who's that?
Not easy being green. Oh, Kermit the Frog.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
Okay, 3 out of 5.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, according to a poll, the Budweiser commercial featuring what type of horse was America's favorite of the big game this past Sunday?
Clydesdale.
That's right. Number two, Green Day is producing a coming-of-age comedy movie inspired by their own memories of touring in a van. It's called New Year's Rev. It's basically based on what they went through when they were recording Dookie and trying to get Dookie out. What was the name of the rock musical based on the Green Day album?
American Idiot.
American Idiot. I loved it. You know, I'm a big Green Day fan.
I know you are.
That musical. It was great. It was so nice. Number three, as seen during the Super Bowl commercials, the new Lilo and Stitch movie is coming out this May. Stitch is also known as Experiment What?
Isn't he number 626?
What is it?
626.
What is your final answer?
Isn't he Experiment 626?
626. Yeah.
I mean, I thought I said that 3 times.
You said, okay. 626.
Yeah, that's the same number.
No, it's not how they say it.
Okay.
Number four, Samuel L. Jackson was an integral part of Kendrick Lamar's halftime show. Who did he play in the Star Wars prequel trilogy?
He's not, is it, it's not Unduku. Count Dooku's the bad guy. I know this. I'm going to be mad. Never mind.
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu, yep.
Number five, Nike released an ad celebrating the Eagles' Super Bowl win, and it's set to "It's Not Easy Being Green," and people think it's an insult to Patrick Mahomes because he sounds like the singer of that song.
It's a little innuendo. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog is correct. All right, I'm sorry, Michael. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Michael, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $7,200 tomorrow, Anna.
I wonder if it is an insult. I wonder if they did that on purpose. I can't imagine that they would, right? Nike's not going to do that. I want to thank Mandy and Priya. They supplied 2 of the questions I used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, head to annaandraven.com.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.